Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Live cattle futures today ended up about 40 higher on average here. February, 42 higher at 137 even. The April's up 45 at 140.97. June's up 60, 136.87. The last six or seven trading days, we've been in a steady pattern with an inside day pattern here with the low of 136 and the high about 138. The 20 and 50 day moving averages are right there at 138. There's also a gap from the first of the year, one of the first days here. It looks like back on January 3rd, the first trading day, it gapped lower that day. So that left us a gap around 139 and a target on the top side here for the February live cattle. Feeder cattle were up anywhere from 105 to 170, with January a 105 higher at 162.92. The index currently 162.21. March feeders $1.70 higher here at 166.72. April's 170.47. Out in August, we're at 181.97, near the highs of that contract at the first of the year. They traded as high as 182.60. Currently at 181.97, and the high today at 182 even. We're right there. So hopefully it'll go test those highs, and if it breaks through, of course, that'll be a new high.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Today's grain futures market, we're red across the board with corn. Steady out there next year, but the March front month are down 11.5 at 587.5. Beans were down 26 in January at 1365. March is down 22 here at 1377. Still kind of an inside range here for the past five or six trading days on the beans. These hedge funds have been long the corn and bean markets for a super long time. It looks like they're just unwinding it following yesterday's USDA report, which was a little bit bearish. But as much as it's rallied, to have a sell-off of 20 cents really isn't all that much. Kansas City wheat was down 14 and a quarter in July at 764 and a half. We've sold off about 90 cents from the high back in November and the high in December. So quite a bit of a sell-off here. There's some rain forecasted this weekend. Maybe that'll help us out here fight this drought off. But we're still off the lows as well. About 5 days ago, it went down to about 755 on the July, and currently 765. Today's cotton futures look like they're going to be down about 80 in March at 116.84. In the last 30 or so minutes, the Dow Jones, which was higher all morning, has sold back off. Dow's down 60. The S&P's down about 45. Currently, March crude's down 93 at 81.09.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.